the gospel reading today, our Lord turned to the crowd of people who had gathered, and having heard the words of the servants of the centurion, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." Not even in Israel have I found such faith. God had revealed the truth in its fullness as it was at the time to the people of Israel. They had been with him those 40 years in the desert. They passed on the truth to their children, and their children didn't accept it. They just wanted to be like everyone else. They just wanted to fit in. They didn't want to be different. They rejected God as their king. You can go right down the list of all the things that happened. And then we can just fast forward 2,000 years. Say, do you think we're any different? If God were standing before us right now, what would he say to us? When St. Paul spoke to the people of Corinth, he said, "Shall I praise you for this?" Is God going to look at us and say, "Wow, I have never seen so much faith. You guys are phenomenal." Or would he look at us and say, "For this, I cannot praise you"? Each one of us needs to look into our own heart and ask that question. We can ask it even about the most basic of points in our faith. St. Paul, in the first reading, speaks about the Holy Eucharist. I find it interesting that whoever put the lectionary together thought that it was a good idea to take out the passage that said that when the people received Holy Communion unworthily, that this is the reason why some of you are sick and some have died. Well, they decided to take that out. Apparently it wasn't important. So we look at ourselves and ask, all right, we say the same words as the centurion, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof." But do we really mean them? Does it really make a difference in our lives? Are these just the words we say because that's just what's written and that's what we say? Or do we say this because I really mean it? Do we really, truly have confidence in the Lord? We tend to waffle on all kinds of things. We tend not to have confidence. Oh, we'll admit, he's God. He can do anything that he wants. But I don't believe for a minute he's going to do anything that I want him to do. Well, then he's not. Why would he? If we're going to sit there and go, "Yeah, I know, he can do what he wants, but he's not going to do this." Well, he's not going to do it. I was talking to some people yesterday. They said, "We may have found a cure for cancer." And I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, there are these prayers that we did. Someone had determined that they thought this might work. And so they assigned one person from their prayer group to a person that had cancer. Every last one of them is now cancer-free. But you know what it required? 3 hours a day of prayer. 3 hours every day of praying for somebody. Would we even not only have the faith to do that, would we have the charity to do it? Now, if you look at it and say, well, maybe if my grandson or my granddaughter, maybe if they had cancer, yeah, I'd be willing to do that. I would hope. But do we really believe? Do we really have confidence? Because as we see over and over again in Scripture, so these people yesterday told me, they said what happens is with each one, as we continued to pray, things got worse. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. And so as it gets worse, what do? We doubt. We question. We think it's not working. We think God's not listening. We think He's not answering our prayer, and we give up. Do we really have faith? Remember, our Lord spoke about that same thing when He talked about the widow of Zarephath, to whom Elijah was sent. And when He talked about Naaman the Syrian, who had leprosy and came to Elisha the prophet. And the Lord commented that there were many widows in Israel at that time. Elijah wasn't sent to any of them, but He was sent to a widow who would have the faith that when Elijah said, use the last little bit that's in your jar and make something for me, and God isn't going to allow it to go run dry. She trusted. She was a pagan woman, and she had total confidence in the Lord. There wasn't a widow in Israel that the Lord could say that about, so He didn't send Israel, He didn't send Elijah there. Naaman the Syrian came because a little girl who had been taken as a slave told him, hey, look, if you just go to the prophet in Israel, he can heal you. And he came with total confidence. And Jesus said there were many lepers in Israel at the time, but none of them were healed because they didn't have faith. Oh, sure, they admitted that there is only one God and that He is the God of Israel. And of course, He can do anything that He wants. They didn't have faith that He would heal them. But a pagan did. And a pagan came and was healed. So again, it's something we can think about. And I should point out with regard to these prayers that this lady mentioned yesterday. She said, we heard of somebody who had leukemia. Has been bedridden for a couple of years now. It was so bad. The doctor said, well, she's going to die. So just keep her comfortable. So we gave her sisters, she had two sisters who were praying for her, or who were taking care of her. She said, these people had no faith. Zero. They knew nothing. They have not been catechized. They've not been baptized. They know nothing. She said, but the prayers, we heard about this lady, so we sent them the prayers and say, hey, just do these prayers every day. And she said, in our prayers, it says, Our Father, dot, 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 Hail Mary, dot, dot, dot. She said, we didn't think about the fact that they wouldn't know the Our Father and the Hail Mary. And so they just said, Our Father, and then paused and waited for a little bit, and then said, Hail Mary, and then paused and waited for a little bit. And within a few weeks, the woman's leukemia is gone. Gone. Just like all these other people that they're praying for. But it requires faith. And it requires, in this case, 3 hours a day of prayer. So we really even have to ask the question, if I was sick, would I be willing to spend 3 hours a day in prayer for myself? Think about that. Would I be willing to spend 3 hours a day in prayer for someone else? And yet at the same time, if I went to a doctor and he's going to say, well, you're going to need surgery and we're going to have to do this and that, and you're going to have all this follow-up and it's going to take about 3 hours a day, oh boy, we'd be right there in line to do it. Oh, if I need dialysis, that's way more than 3 hours every day. People will line up to do it. But if you were to say, pray for 3 hours a day, oh no, I don't have time. I can't do that. Where are the priorities? Where's the faith? Where's the confidence? Where's the trust? We hear about a pagan Roman soldier who had confidence and trust and faith. And Jesus said, I have never seen this kind of faith in Israel. It's pretty amazing because that's looking back. It's talking about the prophets. It's talking about some great people. But he never saw faith like that in Israel. So again, it just puts things in context for us. We believe, we have faith. There's not an issue about that. Do we have the kind of faith Jesus is talking about? Do we have the kind of confidence that we would have to have? Do we really, truly believe that this is Almighty God right there in the form of a piece of bread? That he's right there in the Adoration Chapel 24 hours a day? But we need to watch TV. I mean, that's important. God, well, he's not so important. The talking heads we need to listen to because they are really wise and well-informed. Lie through their teeth, but don't bother with that. But God, who is right there to give me true wisdom, I don't know if I really want that. I don't have time. Let's think about our priorities. Let's think about our faith. Let's think about our confidence. Let's think about our trust. And ask yourself, if you were in this centurion spot, first of all, would you even have had the charity to want a servant to be healed? This isn't a son or a daughter. This is a servant. The man had the charity to want that young man healed. And then would you have the faith to be able to come to the Lord? Because he is right there in the Eucharist. Do we have the faith to come to him? Do we have the confidence? Do we even believe that he's really there? Those are the kinds of questions that we have to be looking at within our own selves so that we might be counted among the people, that God might be able to look at us and say, never have I seen this kind of faith in my church.